are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They say, want a new wireless plan? Gotta buy a new phone. At Simple Mobile, we say, just bring your own phone. Then pop in a Simple Mobile SIM card and boom, you've got 30-day unlimited plans starting at just $25 with nationwide coverage on a lightning-fast 4G LTE network, all with no contract. You can keep it complicated, or you can mobile simple with Simple Mobile.
Available nationwide at Best Buy, Simple Mobile dealers, and authorized retailers. See the latest terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as we are at the break and Mount Home is trailing Greenbrier in this boys game 21-13. We'll look over our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mount Home girls basketball coach Dale Leonard. And coach, able to break that losing streak you guys had, 46-33 over Greenbrier. Congratulations.
Thank you. Certainly feels a lot better than it's felt the last three games, that's for sure.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, this is a game that was stayed close all throughout the first half, but in that second half, you guys figure out how to pull away.
Well, I mean, when Peyton gets as hot as she was, then Hannah kind of follows up. Anytime those two score the way they scored tonight, it's been fun for us. And the thing that he told me after the game, he said, that's the best we've played. He said, that's about as good as we can play. I knew that it was going to be different. Coming down here, we scored 44 points in the first half on them at our place, and couldn't miss a shot. And tonight, the only difference was is we got the same shots, we just didn't make them. We missed a lot of easy shots, a lot of easy layups, a lot of wide open high post shots. We missed a lot of free throws, which is uncharacteristic of us. And you know, you look at the stat line, and Peyton's got 21, and Hannah's got 18, and then you have two other people with two each, and then Madeline scores three. And our guys are more than capable. We Hannah and Peyton are not the only people that can score on this team. And, and a lot of the girls will tell you, hey, I missed shots I shouldn't have missed. And that's when we're really good, is when we're getting what those two can give, and then we end up with everybody else, you know, five or six other players getting, you know, 4 or 5 points each. That's when it's really, really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to mention the thing about the free throws. That was, you guys really did struggle, went to the line there toward the end of the game.
Well, when she stepped up, that shot from the Panthers' mouth at half court, she got real confident, and it came out in the third quarter and hit like 4 or 5 in a row. And then, of course, you knew then that she wasn't going to miss the free throw line. So,
yep.
Good night. Really good night for her. And it's not something that's easy to shoot the ball the way she did tonight. And it's, you know, her and Hannah are great examples for our younger players because they're in the gym all the time. They're not just, you know, you got to let kids be kids and have fun. So they'll play tips and they'll go out there and play horse against the boys or tips against the guys or play other games, and they got to be able to do that stuff. But a lot of times you'll see Peyton and Hannah, they'll put their, you know, their earbuds in and play their music, and it's game shots from game spots at game speed. And that's why they both have just really quick trigger shots and get them off quick, get their feet set quick. And they've worked hard to get that 21 and that 18 tonight. They have worked their tails off to become really good scorers.
Well, just two nights, you'll be ending the regular season at home against Searcy. It'll be your senior night. And the last time you guys faced them was down in the Lions Den. You won 39-27. What are the main things that you took away from that game?
That you can't overlook anybody. I mean, you know, if we scored 39 points, and it's kind of the same thing as here. You know, grind and fight on defense as hard as you can. And if you don't have a great night shooting, your defense will take care of you. And the other side of it is, if you don't have a great night shooting, why are we not getting more offensive rebounds? And we did that tonight. We didn't always finish them, but we did a better job of going to the offensive boards. And, you know, if I'm playing, if every one of our guys know each other, they should know that if Hannah's got it and she's got a window, she's shooting it. So
sure,
most of the time it does go in, but if it doesn't, I'm going to go get a rebound depending on the angle. Same thing with Peyton. Everybody knows the shot that everybody on our team likes. So our players should know when they need to start moving and trying to get an angle on the boards, and that's something we got to do better. And the only person on the floor that should think the ball's going in is the guy shooting it.
Sure.
You know, and but anyway, I kind of got off track there, but take away that, you know, every night's a fight. Searcy scares me. I think they've got great athletes. You know, they've got a couple of really nice players. Coach Birdsong is very consistent with what she does. It's not, there's no secret, but they do a few things really, really well. And if you don't take those things away, they could beat you. And we're going to have to take away what they do well and try to keep doing what we do well. But senior night, Thursday night at Mountain Home is a scary deal because I've seen both sides of it. I've seen teams come out and they're so amped up. And we do that thing in the locker room before the game where the kids literally talk to each other, and they talk to the seniors, and the seniors talk to them. And it gets emotional, but it's something that's tradition, and Coach Wood started it, and it's special. And our kids want to do it. And sometimes they come out of the locker room, and they're so amped up that they roll, and sometimes they come out that they're so amped up that, you know, they want to do so well so bad that they almost put too much pressure on themselves. But I hope that we have a huge crowd Thursday night, because I'm going to tell you, and these girls and these boys, this senior class is one of the best I've ever been around.
Yeah.
You talk about, yeah, they're going to tell you they can do things better on the court, but they have given their heart and soul to this basketball program. And honestly, I mean, I know we only have 11 players, but it's just, there's just something special about these 11 girls and how much of the word family is overused too much, but they're a family, and they care about each other. And I'll tell you right now, Effie Hardy tonight, you know, I look down and there's 17 seconds, and I said, hey, I'm not going to put you in with 17 seconds, and I don't know if I can even get you in because the clock's running, but I'll make it up to you. And she said, Coach, I don't care. We won. And that's just what you got with these guys, and man, they're awesome. I wish I could coach them forever, but you know, you can't. You enjoy the time you have with them and give them your best shot and just enjoy it.
Well, enjoy this win. Congratulations and good luck on Thursday.
Thank you. It was a great night, great win. I got to see my oldest daughter Brianna and her husband McLean Eddington living in Conway, and I sure would like to see my youngest daughter in Kansas, Brittany. You know, hopefully she gets to come home soon. But it's always a good night when you win and you get to see family.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dale.
Thanks, Matt.
That was Mountain Home girls basketball coach Dale Leonard. Let's take a look real quick at the scoring summary for both teams. First off, for Mountain Home, leading the way is David Waymeyer with 6 points, three on the night for Luke Jackson, and two each for Talon Benton and Garrett Deechee. For Greenbrier, 8 points for Juwan Clifton, 5 for Austin Tomey, 4 for Tanner Tilly, and 2 each for Grant Brown and Kobe Dunlap. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home trailing Greenbrier 21-13. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's